Few people would look at U.S. copyright law and think comedy gold. But for Rob Reed, a former internet entrepreneur, it's been fertile ground. His new novel, Year Zero, pokes fun at the music and movie industries and what he considers their hysterical overreaction to copyright infringement. NPR's Joel Rose has this look at the book, the man behind it, and the great piracy debate.
Year Zero begins with the premise that human beings make the best music in the universe.
Aliens suck at music. And it's not for a lack of trying.
This is actor John Hodgman reading the audiobook version of Year Zero. The narrator describes how an otherwise advanced alien civilization first learns about our musical mastery when it intercepts a TV broadcast of the 1970s sitcom Welcome Back, Kotter.
The show ended. The credits rolled, and the theme music began. And suddenly, the brainless brutes that they'd been pitying were beaming out the greatest creative achievement that the wider universe had ever witnessed.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out.
From there, the aliens basically fall in love with all of Earth's recorded popular music. But since they're unfamiliar with our legal system, it takes the aliens a while to figure out that they're committing copyright infringement on an intergalactic scale.
The action of the book starts when they come to the realization that they owe us an ungodly amount of money.
First-time novelist Rob Reed has a bit of history with the music industry. He was the founder of Listen.com, which created the Rhapsody music service in the 1990s. So Reed had to deal a lot with record labels and copyright law.
What I tried to do was to create two equally comical, surreal worlds in the eyes of the reader. One of those worlds being that of the music-addled aliens, and the other one being basically the interaction of giant media interests with the United States Congress and the mutant spawn of that romance, which is American copyright law.
Reed does believe in the sanctity of intellectual property, but he thinks the penalties for copyright infringement in the U.S. are so extreme that they wind up being counterproductive.
When the law gets stretched to such a cartoon extreme, a $150,000 penalty for pirating a single 99-cent song, we cease to look like victims of property theft who deserve to be protected, and we start looking more like a coddled interest group.
That is certainly how Reed made the music and movie industries look earlier this year in a talk called the $8 billion iPod that he delivered for the Technology, Entertainment, and Design, or TED, conference in California. The video has been viewed more than a million times since it was posted online.
These days, an iPod Classic can hold 40,000 songs, which is to say, $8 billion with the stolen media.
Well, actually, 40,000 songs times $150,000 per song would make it the $6 billion iPod. But Reed goes on to poke fun at a study cited by the Motion Picture Association of America, which found that copyright infringement costs the U.S. economy $58 billion a year.
This money could stretch from this auditorium all the way across Ocean Boulevard to the Westin, and then to Mars. If we use pennies.
The Motion Picture Association declined to comment for this story, but it did refer me to the economist who wrote the study. Turns out he had watched Reed's TED Talk, too.
Was I entertained? No, I was probably not entertained.
Steve Siwek works for Economists Incorporated, a consulting firm in Washington, D.C. He's the one who came up with the $58 billion number in a report published 5 years ago, and he stands by it.
There are four industries that we study. We study motion pictures, we study recorded music, we study entertainment software or video games, and we study software.
Including Microsoft Office and many other kinds of copyrighted business software that are frequently copied without permission. It's also important to note that Siwek is talking about direct and indirect effects on the economy, which are much bigger than just lost sales or profits. Those are distinctions that rarely get mentioned when his study is cited, and it was cited quite a bit during the debate in Congress over two controversial bills, known as SOPA and PIPA, that were intended to combat copyright infringement. Both bills seem to be on permanent hold, though Siwek says their critics have offered no real alternatives.
There seems to be pretty much universal acceptance that piracy is large and that it affects a lot of people and a lot of money. But no one from that side particularly comes forward and tries to estimate those things. So that's kind of troubling to me.
It's true that Rob Reed, for one, doesn't claim to know exactly what copyright infringement is costing Hollywood or the music business. His own contribution to the discussion is more satirical than empirical. But Reed says both industries could learn a lot from book publishers who rushed to embrace online distribution platforms instead of fighting them.
The day that the Kindle launched, rather than trying to sue it out of existence, the six major publishers all were there with 90 of the top 100 selling books of the day available on the Kindle. The result of that was an immaculately integrated experience that piracy can't match.
That wouldn't do much to help the music-obsessed aliens in Rob Reed's novel, although it is good news for any species that happens to fall in love with human literature. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.